So, thank you very much for taking part. And could you give me your name and your age when day you were born?
Right. My name is Adrian Payne. I was born in Watlington and I'm 86 years old.
Okay. And you came to live in Wallingford quite early in your life.
14 days old.
With it.
It's solely because Watlington Hospital had better facilities for an older mum.
Oh, and how old was your mum when you were born?
36.
Yes, it would be an older man. And you were the second child, am I
Yes.
right?
Yeah, just the two of us. My sister, 4 years older than myself.
Right. And where in Wallingford did you live?
My first memory of a house in Wallingford was 38 High Street, which no longer exists, of course. It got wrapped up in the Waitrose development.
I see. And what's that? That's the new Waitrose.
Yes, it used to be a row of, we had the council yard behind, the town office, the borough offices in those days was down the road, all in the high street. Can't remember who was on the first corner. It ended up with a dairy, Lester's Dairy, and that's the Cholsey Lester's. And then there was a space, and there was a little cottage where Mr. Whichello lived, and we lived next door at 38.
Right. And did you have much of a garden?
No. We had a large shed in the yard.
So what was the shed used for?
Oh, I don't know, Pop used it for something.
Yeah. So what did your father do?
Father was an optician, but he was also a special constable during the war years.
So what did that involve, being a special constable?
Well, it's equivalent to today's PCSO. So they used to do night duty, not go around filling door handles, which they don't today. And patrolling, point duty on the traffic lights, point duty on Lamb Crossroads, because the Lamb was a pub in those days, and the road was narrower.
So you lived there until what age?
I lived there until I must have been, I'm just trying to think. Sister and I disagree slightly on this date. I think I lived there till I was, I think it was 1947. Yeah, it was after the war, 1947.
So all through those war years, you're
Yeah,
actually
we had
in the town centre.
a recce pilot billeted with us
Oh, did you?
from RAF Benson, flew Spitfires, did the dams raid, and his wife. And then one of the daughters came as well until the end of the war.
Did you say he went on the dam raids?
He was the photography before and after.
All right.
He flew a Spitfire over there, unarmed Spitfire. I've only just twigged that there are several people who were there at that time. They're no longer alive, any of them, but they settled in Wallingford.
After the war.
Yeah. A lot of them married local people. And I know one of our local doctors, Dr. McMullen, he married, or his daughter married, Charles Wilkinson, who was a doctor, and took over the practice in the end.
Right, and where was the doctor's surgery in those days?
Each doctor had their own surgery. McMullen was Blair Lodge, next to the old police station. That's the junk corner of, trying to think of the name, St. Lucian's Lane. Doctor I don't know their names. And one of them was in Petty's old wool shop, which is in St. Mary's Street next to the Ridgeway coffee shop. There was a group in there. And I can't think of the ones up Castle Street, whether they, because they served, they were in the services at the time, a lot of them. Oh, yeah.
And of course, it was in the days before the NHS, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had Dr. Warburton. I can't think where he ran his practice from. In our family's opinion, not a very pleasant man.
Well, so where did you go to school?
I started off at the Kynecroft School. Then I went up to the grammar school. And age 11, I left there and went down to the West Country to the old family school, Taunton.
I see. So you were a boarder then. You went to boarding school. So how old were you when you went to boarding school?
11.
Right. So what was the Kynecroft school like? How big was that at the time?
That's Jackie. She taught that. Not in those days. It was quite big. It must have been half a dozen teachers, even in those days. Outside loose.
This is the building that's called Centre 7.
That's right.
Yeah. Outside loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yes. It hasn't changed internally a great deal. So there must have been 4 or 5 there. Yeah, a friend of mine, Tony Maxwell, we used to go down to Yellow. He went off to school into elsewhere. And after that, he moved his family to Surrey. And I didn't catch up again till we met in the army in Cyprus.
Really? Yeah. Quick stuff.
Yeah. That was arranged.
Was it? Right.
In those days, you could do things.
So then you went to the grammar school, you said, and that's the...
Junior grammar school.
Junior grammar.
Yeah, we had our class in the Odd Fellows Hall, again a building which no longer exists. It's a sort of sensory garden in New Road now, what's left of it. Because where you've got the green tree, the road used to come out a stage further, all the way down.
Uh-huh.
And you had a chap called Magnus on the corner. He was a tailor.
So the school was in the green tree car park, more or less?
No, right on the corner.
Right on the corner?
Right on the corner.
It wasn't a very big building, then?
Well, when you add another length like this onto it, yes.
Yeah, that's about the size.
2 classrooms.
Yeah.
They weren't that large, of course.
Well, how many children were in the classrooms? Can you remember that?
I think we had about 20, 25.
In each class?
Yeah.
All right. And what sort of subjects were you being taught? Can you remember that?
Oh, just a general in those days of 3 hours.
3 hours. No history or geography?
I can't recall any. I know I was there in 47 because we had that very cold winter. Very cold winter.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
You didn't have the heating or the clothing in those days.
No. Very cold.
And then, after that, I lost touch with Wallingford until I came home on holidays. From 11 till, I don't know, how long was I down there? 6 years.
Mm.
5 or 6 years. And then I was, of course, an adult. Well, getting on that way, I was 17 pretty well when I finished for school.
Yeah, so can we go back to your earlier childhood then? So,
yeah.
What do you remember about the games you played and those sorts of things? What did you and your friends do when you weren't in school?
You know, it's a difficult one. The girls used to skip, play hopscotch and such like. I think we played hockey. That was the in game in Wallingford right the way through. Rugby didn't exist till 1948. And football did, of course. But the grammar school played hockey. A chap called Smogivari came there as a gym master in 1948. He sort of skipped out of the Polish Olympic team, apparently, so the story goes. And he brought rugby because he screwed some uprights to the football posts. And he used to have a gym club in the school hall. But all these buildings are gone, you know.
Yeah.
You've
seen some changes in Wallingford.
Oh, terrible.
Yes. But can you throw your mind back to the wartime in Wallingford? Do you remember that plane coming down?
Very much so.
Could you describe what happened?
Well, I remember. I can't think why or how. Perhaps parents or mother, because father was working at that time of day, took me outside and we looked up. Standing in the high street, we looked up and there were billows of smoke, I think, and a little tiny plane with a red cross on it was looking at it and then moving out. And then I remember the bang when it came down in Newnham Fields. And I remember if you go around certain buildings in town, there are certain places where you'll see just a broken corner of a glass. It was never replaced. I couldn't afford the glass or couldn't get it. And there's a lot of those about.
Really?
It's quite a few in the marketplace. I don't think the current owner, haven't asked him. I shouldn't think he replaced them. You don't replace until necessary, really.
So it's worth going to look for these bits of missing glass.
Oh, yes.
How interesting.
So it needs to be the older buildings. Maybe something in wall cuts, as I guess.
So were many windows broken?
Oh, possibly quite a lot, yes. I don't think we lost any.
Yeah.
Of course, I was living in the high street and the grandparents were in the marketplace then. I don't recall Pop telling me any gone, but it's possible. I'm sure some did. It's quite an impact.
Must have been, yeah.
Very brave men.
They were.
Very, very brave men.
Yes. Of course, there's a memorial for them, isn't there?
Yeah, Andrew and Wilding up
there. Yeah.
Hence the name of the two roads.
Yes, named after them. Yes, Andrew.
Then they still come, or members of the family still come to the service.
Yes. Yes, and that's held once a year, isn't it, the service?
Nearest Sunday to the anniversary. And, because going back to the war years, I remember the Canadians and the Americans down on the concrete, which is in front of, I can't really, my mind's gone blank, down by the river.
So they were they based near here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where their camp was, But what we call the concrete's about 18 inches thick.
Down by the river?
Down by the river. Charlemore Gardens.
Oh, yes, I know. Yeah.
Those houses weren't there then.
Oh,
and the house at the end of the road there on the right was St. Leonard's Rectory. On the right, sorry. Dr. McMullen lived on the left-hand side and the rector on the right-hand side. And they used it to build Bailey Bridges and train on Bailey Bridges.
Did they? To cross there? They trained on the Thames just here?
On Thames here, prior to D-Day.
Was that the Americans or the Canadians?
Both.
Both of them.
And Brits, probably.
All together. Sure.
I mean, it was a training area. And there was a field ambulance based here. I can't remember the number, but that was how Dr. Wilkinson came to Wallingford.
And so there must have been quite a number of military personnel.
They were always going through town. They were very good, really, most of them. You got the old roughneck. You had to watch your bike being pinched. They used to pinch it. Even a tiniest bike pinch it to get back to camp.
Can you remember where the camp was? Oh, no, I can't remember that.
No, I remember there were a lot of camps. I remember a big camp in the woods at Nettlebed.
Really?
Also one on the way into Reading on the right in the woods. Huge one there. Not camp, but storage. It was smelly. Paint. Cellulose paint. And, of course, you had the ordnance at Ditcord. And a huge Ditcord depot. Now, I remember people like old Mr. Harris. Had a business across the way where where the Dully Brasserie is. He owned all those shops and a couple down the high street and a big yard behind out as far as the Bullcroft. And he was always one for a bargain. I remember him. I remember the lamplighter coming along with his hook stick, turning the gas lamp on.
So there wasn't any electric street lights?
Oh, no.
No, they were all gone.
No, and where, just by the water tower, were the gas works. And more or less where Beeching Way is. Huh? There was gas works. I can't remember. Do you know, my mind's got Mr. and Mrs. Holt. He was a big fellow and she was little and short. She had parrots and he was in charge of the gas works. And they used to produce coke and gas, of course, which served the town.
Yeah. And was the station there then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the station was there.
Yeah, the bunk station. Well, the Americans called it the Galloping Goose. Yes. And that ceased working in the '50s. Yes, please, just a top up.
More tea.
Yeah.
So yes, yeah, so the station was the Galloping Goose.
And we used to travel on the train when we went to Reading. I mean, in those days the best buses went through to Pangbourne, on to Reading that way. Now, of course, they go over the hills and far away. Where the Oxford Bus Company had their depot in Wallingford, behind what is now St. Albans Car Park.
No.
Part of that.
No.
It went in about where the entrance is to Waitrose now.
Yes.
And it went down a slope. Into there and Harris's garage down there.
But not many people had cars in those days, did they? There weren't many cars.
Not many. Messenger was the taxi. Percy Messenger. Yes, used to do very well on the premium bonds. Or something similar. Wherever he went, he bought one. So he had them spaced out all over the country.
Were there premium bonds?
Well, similar.
Similar?
Something similar.
Why?
But all these things... Can't remember where they came in, but...
Well, they came in, we'd been married some time, because I cashed mine to pay for the carpet in the front room of the marketplace.
Yes, I remember them coming in, yeah.
Well, perhaps...
It must have been...
Perhaps he bought a post order or something.
Yes, that was under there.
And stored them up.
Hmm. So did you have, in your house, did you have electricity?
Yes. Marketplace downstairs. Upstairs it was gas, and I think Uncle Lewis put some electric in, and then we had the Wessex put some more in.
Yeah.
That was after the war, wasn't it?
That was after the war.
Yeah. So during the war, when you were a small child, you had electricity downstairs. Yeah. And your mother cooked with electric or with gas?
Yeah.
From the gasworks, so it was just a...
Yeah. Mm. Town gas.
Town gas.
It smelt.
Didn't it? What did it smell of? Something?
Well, sulphur, really. You could always tell if you'd left a gas tap on.
Yeah.
And you often had to drain your pipe too, because it was quite wet. We had a tap in the cellar of the marketplace.